What's on your mind? Happy Monday morning. A lot of rain around the area. We'll get to the forecast coming up a little bit later on. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to go to our Twitter or Facebook, you can do so by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lots going in the news. Of course, one of the breaking stories over this past weekend we've been following is the pipeline leak with Tesoro. Some of the numbers that were coming out, and a lot of environmentalists starting to jump on, going, "Hey, see, maybe you shouldn't have oil in North Dakota." I wouldn't really go that far. Scott, what's on your mind this morning?
Same thing. I think, you know, number one, I have actually a question really for hunters that are out there, as well as you know, folks in the ag community. Because the narrative that's being written here, you know, you mentioned the oil spill. You've got national media attention. It's sort of a gotcha moment, right? Oh, see, there's an oil spill. We really shouldn't have oil development, as if, you know, they can't exist. And meanwhile, this pipeline, the origins go back to 1953. It was replaced in 93. It's not connected to the current boom. But obviously there's lots more pipeline that's out there, and the vast majority of it, 99.99%, works just fine. When one of these accidents happen, folks use it to advance other motives. Same thing going on with hunters. I mean, there's a real narrative that, oh, pheasant population is down, it's from oil development. Give me a break.
Right.
I mean, to connect those two dots is absolutely ridiculous. So, you know,
I'd love to know why the population's down in pheasants. Take a look at the pictures from the snowstorm last week.
Yeah, very wet spring too. You know, I mean, yeah. A couple years in a row that messes things up. So there's a lot of reasons for that. But it's a game that's played. A very simple question: if you're in agriculture, can energy and agriculture coexist with this? If you're out there in the oil boom area and you're in agriculture, do you see a collision or do you see them coexisting? I'd like to know. Same thing with hunters from east, west, north, and south that converge in oil country. Do you connect those dots as others do?
I want to throw this out there now. I mean, look what the gasification plant is doing. You know, they're trying to get a big fertilizer plant done right now. They just filed the paperwork for that. They're trying to get a new that's how energy and agriculture coexist.
Well, there's a great plus, for sure. Telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email's welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And our first caller here, probably better equipped than anybody at this time to answer this question of ag and energy coexisting. It's Steve Jensen, who farms north of Tioga, and it's his farm, actually, where this spill was detected. Steve, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Scott and Steve. It's been a whirlwind. Press has kind of inundated me, but I'll try to speak some common sense on it today.
I understand the national media and even the international media, being a crew from Al Jazeera, was up there this weekend. Are most of them coming there with an agenda, you detect, Steve, or what is the sense of the national stories?
It wasn't until one day, three from Canada got a hold of me, and sure, I could have probably turned my back and told them to get out of here, but I don't know, it's just not the way I am. And I visited with them, and they seem to have a twist in their questions with linking things to the Keystone Pipeline. And this Al Jazeera, which I didn't know was actually connected with Saudi Arabia, came in. Pretty much just call, say we're flying in, we'll be there, and it's like they show up and, well, okay, I'll talk to you. All professional, but do they have an agenda? I hope not, but I really carefully, when I sense something, I'll just tell them, no, I'm not going to answer that because it could be used different ways. So whatever.
Well, tell us a little bit about what happened and what's, you know, since you first discovered this and your take on it.
Well, it happened, as far as I found it, just doing the everyday farming application of harvesting grain, and eventually, if it's somewhere on your land, eventually you will hopefully find it, and it happened to be cutting grain that particular day, and I sensed, well, didn't really know, but I smelled close enough about 4 days earlier cutting downwind that there was gas in the air, but there's enough activity up there where you don't really put an alarm on it. But once I noticed we had fluid on the ground, it's pretty, things happen pretty fast to get the ball rolling on getting this shut down. And from then on, it's the companies come in and pretty much took reins, and they haven't, to me, at all hit anything or restricted information to me. And I'm, of course, pretty much can go up there and ask any questions, and they've been professional on that point, and they know they've got a handful of work to do. And
Steve, as a landowner with a pipeline running through your property, is there a set of protocols or safety protocols in place? Do they coach you up as the landowner? Do you have, if you see something, if you know something, if you sense something, call us immediately? How does that process work for the safety side of that so that they can address a problem quickly?
Well, in my words, of course, I have spoken with a person from them, and they have acknowledge that their protocol of landowner accessibility of what numbers to call on this particular company is not up to par, and that's just one of the things they're going to be doing better. So this is going to be a learning experience for their company on little things like that, which are important to address the need for top quality monitoring and leak detection equipment that any pipeline from any company needs to step up to the game to do that.
Now, what do you say to folks that are using this as a gotcha moment, as a see the damage this does to the environment, see what it does to agriculture? What do you say? This is your land that's been impacted here. What's your take on those that use it as a blunt force instrument against the industries, do?
Well, they haven't been too blatant and come out saying that, but you kind of wonder if, that somewhat, some of the questions, not very many, and I've been told that, groups that are going to be doing that is yet to come type of thing. So right now it's just the information stage going out, and I'll be ready for the other part of it, kind of what you're asking. And, I've even got people flying in and just say we'll be there with devices, materials that's going to be solving this problem, basically wanting me to divert them to the company to use their products. There's some pretty aggressive entrepreneurs out there, too, so.
How about you, though? What's your take on this? I mean, does this in any way dent your enthusiasm for oil development? I mean, do you see this as an accident that happens? Do you see this as, I mean, obviously this pipeline goes back to this specific one to 93, but originated in 53, right?
Exactly, yeah. No, it doesn't completely shut me off on doing any business with them. I lived here in this environment. I've always been adamant about watching certain easements and right-of-ways. I recommend all individuals to have, use due diligence when it comes to any right-of-ways or easements. I've seen a lot of them that really give a lot of wordage benefits to the companies, and as a landowner or surface owner, you have the right to negotiate and ask for certain systems to be put in, and that part of it, my wife and I have always been really, we don't rush to sign too much stuff, and that's kind of where the openness of working with the landowners these companies have to do, the openness from wordage on leases to when you do have a problem, the openness of remediation on how we're going to clean this up. And they, meaning Tesoro, we haven't discussed the exact plan, but they have companies working on it. And, you better not get the idea when you have something like this that you're going to have answers overnight, because it don't happen that way. We're talking, sitting down up to 2 weeks. This is the big plan. but they're doing the stuff they need to do right now to recover the stuff that's coming out of the soils easily. They've already recovered over 2,000 barrels through the trenches and stuff, and the numbers they gave out kind of puts a lump in your throat, and it's like, wow, yeah.
On the 20,000 barrels, you mean?
Exactly.
As the estimate.
Yeah.
Steve, you hang in there. You hang in there, and we'll check back in with you, and appreciate you calling us today. Thanks for the update firsthand.
Yeah, I think this can be something that can be even brought up on status of how things are going and what, how do you feel we're doing. And if I'm still on the air, I'd like to...
Hang on one sec. We'll chat with you on the other side of the break. Hang on. And Terry and Regent, hang on, too. More coming up.
What about agriculture? From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state, folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
In North Dakota, water is a precious resource. That's why giving water new life through recycling is important. Learn how North Dakota is using new ways to recycle and conserve water by attending the Garrison Diversion Water Reuse and Recycling Conference, Wednesday, October 16th at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Register by calling the Garrison Diversion at 701-652-3194. That's 701-652-3194.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Steve Jensen, a Tioga farmer who had the spill on his property with the pipeline, the Tesoro pipeline, that had a leak. Steve, as we were going into the break, sorry to cut you a little short there with a hard break, but you had a statement you wanted to make.
Yeah, I don't know what more I can add to the oil spill. There's so many articles, but I'll just take 30 seconds here that it seems like this is going on in my life, but throughout the day it's always like, man, I know what those South Dakota ranchers are gone through. About 4 years ago, we had a spring storm that, you know, inundated some herds up here, and I myself was lucky, but I know that it took a lot of sweat to deal with it, and I guess for the next I'll get it off the air, is that if I can find some information, I just heard something about some rancher completely almost lost a herd, but if more information comes out on where and when, but I'm going to do my roundup here pretty soon. It's getting that time of year, and I'll easily be able to put a young red heifer or two in the wagon to get these guys going back down there. So that's about all my statement was. So.
Oh, great idea, Stephen. We're going to actually chat with the South Dakota farmer from the South Dakota Farm Bureau later in the program. So we'll find out more about the situation. Appreciate the call. Best of luck. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, okay, bye.
Steve answered the question, can ag and energy coexist? And we also asked the question, given the fact we came off of pheasant hunting weekend, whether, as some suggest, that oil development is the reason for pheasant population being down, or trying to make that case, can ag and hunting, or excuse me, oil and hunting coexist? And Terry and Regent first answer that question. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Thanks for waiting, Terry. You're next.
Can they coexist? Yes. Why are the pheasant numbers down? There's basically a couple different things. The loss of habitat with CRP being taken away. The storm we had last week didn't help. Basically, a lot of the pheasant numbers are down, even in the southwestern corner, but that is because there are still corn and sunflowers to be harvested, and all the birds are in those fields and are not out moving around like they normally do.
So you're not going to blame oil,
I'm not going to blame oil. I think it's a good thing. It's unfortunate we have oil spills, and it's fortunate we have spring storms or fall storms or snowstorms, but it happens. The big thing I want to talk about today is I was out pheasant hunting yesterday with my kids, and about 3:30 I had this pickup drive by my yard. I bought every 15 minutes, drive up and down. The windows are open, and I live on a county road, and it's posted every half mile. And finally, about 5:30, this pickup stopped into my trees, and I could see him sticking a shotgun out his window. Please, if the roads are posted, please don't road hunt, because if you want to get someone excited, you just shoot on the end of their trees. It kind of ruins the day.
Well, and beyond that, you're not supposed to stick a shotgun out the window anyway. That's that's not a sport, and that's not sporting. And I hope you got the driver's the license plate number of that.
I did, and it happens all the time. Saturday and Sunday come, and you almost dread it, because they're either doing 15 miles an hour and they're road hunting, or they're doing 85 miles an hour and they're trying to get somewhere, and I love pheasant hunting. I love hunting season, but it gets kind of old.
Well, as a landowner, that's the biggest thing. It's about building those relationships and then being respectful of the landowner, especially when you know, it's not so bad yet down in southwestern North Dakota, but when you get up to the north of I-94, where you've got some pheasant pressure plus the oil activity, my heart goes out to the landowners. I mean, there's a lot of issues that are out there, and fortunately, that pressure's not into the southwest yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming, and I don't really look forward to the day it's coming, but I think it's coming.
Appreciate the call, Terry. Thanks for the feedback and also a good word to the wise. 800-228-0550. Let me just read from a Fargo Forum editorial, Steve, on the specific to what Terry was talking about, the impacts from oil development and hunting. Signs are clear. Right. As hunting season gears up, hunters report significant changes, game numbers down, habitat loss, roads where there never were roads, truck traffic driving more sensitive game species off the range on which they've thrived for decades. Carefully worded statements from the State Game and Fish Department euphemistically cite development impacts as among factors in the decline of game numbers and the loss of habitat and available hunting acres. They mean, of course, oil and gas activity. There is a narrative, and that's one of the reasons this money grab is going on in the signature gathering out there right now to get this question on the ballot come next November. To extract, no pun intended, some of the oil tax in North Dakota and go up and buy a bunch of land. Because they are making the case that the reason the numbers are down, I love how they say, is hunters report significant changes. Game numbers down, habitat loss. As the caller said, yeah, that's from a wet spring. That's from a storm.
CRP went away. CRP's gone away. That's the biggest issue when it comes to pheasant numbers. But that's also the same with deer and waterfowl and other upland species that use that CRP for nesting habitat or for breeding habitat.
Here's the narrative they're trying to write. The narrative is that, you know, this oil impact is bad for outdoors, for the outdoorsmen, for the hunters. You can't coexist. That's the case they're trying to make. And again, it is an extreme one. It is you know, environmental extremists. It is folks that are, and I believe it's at odds with real folks like the, you know, Terry from Regent and Steve from Tioga that are calling and saying, wait a minute here. But it's going to take you raising your voice and saying, give me a break, to push back against it, which is why I'm asking. Do you agree with it? You know, maybe they have a point. Maybe they're right. Do you agree? So thumbs up or thumbs down on this argument, you let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
I'm still a little angry about hearing Terry's story. I hunt around Regent quite a bit, Regent and Mott and that area. And, you know, for me and my hunting buddy, we go out, and I actually like seeing land posted just for the simple fact that there's a name on there, and you can track down the landowner, and you can ask. I'm at the point where I don't even like hunting on land that's not posted, and there's not much of it out there, but there is some that's not posted. I want to know whose land that is, and we try to track down whose land it is. If there's a little piece that's not posted, we'll go to the next or first posted sign, call that landowner, and try to find out whose land that is, just so that we can let them know that, hey, you know, is it okay? We're the ones that are going to be on your land. You know, we're taking care of this. You know, responsible hunting, responsible hunters, and having a relationship with the landowner. And I want to know whose land I'm hunting on. You know, I prefer seeing a posted sign because that's an opportunity for me to track down that landowner and possibly build a relationship.
Let's get another call in here, off-air call during the break.
Good morning, guys. I'd just like to say that I agree with the caller. The feds are completely out of control, and what's sad is our Democratic leadership from John Tester and Heidi Heitkamp, the rest of them across the nation, are supporting a president and an attorney general that break more laws than we've ever seen. And it's so pitiful that they're enabling him to do what they're doing and to enable this administration just to crap on most people in the country. Anyway, you have a good day, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Call from Montana. Agree or disagree? We're going to talk with a woman from Minot who was used by President Obama to say this federal shutdown is impacting Americans. We'll talk about that coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend, bring the family to Chase on the Lake, have some fall fun, and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When we left the air on Friday, we were in the midst of an offer from House Republicans. Paul Ryan, John Boehner, Congressman Kevin Cramer joined us on the program early on to explain this offer, which essentially was, okay, the government will remain shut down, but we get the Obama administration and Democrats to the table, and we extend the deadline on the debt ceiling. So we give them what they want on the debt ceiling, but the government stays shut down in return for talks. We actually sit down at a table and try and iron out our differences. Late yesterday, the White House rejected that plan, and so we're pretty much the same place we were when this all began. And this includes a government shutdown. President Obama, in his weekly radio address a week ago Saturday, North Dakota woman's plight is one of the reasons that this government shutdown must end. We tracked her down. Julia Pruden's her name. She's Minot, and she joins us on the Newsmaker line today on What's on Your Mind. Julia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for joining us. Steve Bakken and I appreciate it. A couple of questions for you. First of all, you wrote a letter to the president, right?
Yes, I did.
And he actually uses it in his Saturday radio address. Did you hear back from the president other than hearing about the letter being cited in his radio address?
Unfortunately, I did not. I was hoping to get something else, but I also have been contacting our state senators here, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and I cannot remember for the life of me, the Republican senator here. I also sent letters to them stating that the impact of the government shutdown is preventing us from purchasing a home. And we are going through the USDA direct loan program. It is for persons who have kind of a low to moderate income and cannot receive financing through other means. And since my husband, we moved up here for work. My husband worked 2 years in the oil fields, but because of the crazy hours and our two disabled children, he was actually getting sick because he wasn't getting the sleep he needed, so he switched jobs. Because of that, his income went from, say, $24, $27 an hour down to about $17 an hour, which is a pretty big decrease. However, we do what we have to do, and we decided, well, our credit's in a good place. Why don't we take a look and see if we could qualify for a home, and the USDA offered this program through the rural development. And they pre-approved us, and we received our certification back in September. And unfortunately, because of the government shutdown, we cannot receive these funds. And our first home that we were looking through fell through. And now we have a second home that we really want to purchase. The homeowners of that home are anxious to get it sold. They are actually moving things out, and we can't go further because the USDA is completely shut down.
Julie, have you looked at any other options as far as the financing side of this? You know, with like North Dakota, we have the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency. Are there other avenues that is affordable an option? Have you looked into any of those?
I have not heard of anything like that, so I have not. I know that we have tried going through typical lenders, like through the banking, regular banks here in town, First International, we bank through U.S. Bank. We tried that route, didn't work. You see, back in 2009, we had to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy. We had 3 months of zero income, which is pretty scary when you have two children and one on the way. It was because my husband was let go from his job and his previous employer fought him on the unemployment benefits. And we were lucky enough to where he could get a job for 2 months, and he made enough to where we would qualify for the unemployment benefits, which kept us going for the next 2 years. But 3 months, when you have zero income and you have a car payment and you have other obligations, there was just no way for us to get caught up. So because of that bankruptcy, nobody will look at us. And basically, the USDA program is for people who have adequate credit but cannot get financing from other means. So if there's another federal program out there, or even a state-run program, we would be more than happy to take a look into that. But as far as I could tell, I was not able to find anything.
But this is right now. What you're talking about is a problem of timing, right? So in other words, you've been approved for this loan that you applied for. You found mm-hmm. a home you like. You tell the homeowners, "Hey, we're approved. We want it." And as soon as they get the government back open, we'll get our funds, and you'll get your funds, and we'll buy your home. Is that the deal?
Yep, exactly. Unfortunately, we have until August 31st to go through with this, and we're not entirely sure that we're going to meet that deadline for closing.
What's the deadline?
October 31st.
October 31st. Okay, so you got till the end. So in other words, if the government opens back up by the end of the month, then you, no harm, no foul. Just a matter of a delay at this point.
I'm hoping that's the case. I know that right now we have to wait for a report from the, and we got the inspection reports, but it has to get submitted to the USDA. It takes them about 3 to 5 business days to create a report of things that need to be, to basically put up to code, or if there's any issues with the home. With this home, I know half of the roof needs to be reshingled, but that's the only problem that we have found with the home. So we need to speak to them about including that in our home loan price to see if we can do that. But I can't even talk to the USDA because it's completely shut down. So there's no way for us to move forward. And if the government is shut, it's going to take about 30 days, I believe, for closing to complete. And so if the government stays shut down, I don't know. We just may have to wait until next year, or just have to give it up in its entirety. But
so because
the government,
because of the fact that you can't talk to anybody in the government, they can't even answer your questions. You don't know if the government shut down for 21 days, if they're just going to move that date back for 21 days, or if you have to start over with the entire process again.
That's exactly it. And we, you know, home inspections cost $300 each, and we don't have $300 each to keep paying for new home inspections because the date is not in the correct time frame. And, you know, we have 3 children, ages 7, 5, and 3. My 7-year-old and my 3-year-old both have autism, and they're both on different ends of the spectrum. So any extra money we have goes to our children. So trying to purchase a home, we thought, oh, it would be easy. We got a good home. And, you know, the homeowners are really anxious to do it, but we weren't counting on the government to shut down.
Right. And obviously, this could work out just fine, just assuming that it's reopened in time and you have a willing homeowner or home seller. And have you got any advice for these folks? I mean, who do you blame? What would you like to be, do you want the president to sit down with the Republicans and Democrats and Republicans to sit down together and figure this out? I mean, how would you solve this impasse, Julia?
Well, I've actually wrote letters. There is a Republican senator in Maine, Susan Collins, I believe. She had a really good deal where the government would receive funding for about 6 months or so they could try to sit down and take care of this problem. I blame both sides of the party. One side is being too stubborn, and the Republican. Republican side basically is saying, well, we're not going to fund anything until we either get Obamacare defunded or certain things removed from that, which I completely understand. I was not excited about Obamacare because it's basically a mandate that you have to have insurance. And our medical insurance is $800 a month. That's a lot when your income is only $3,200 a month. So it's fairly expensive. Another thing, though, is that the Democrats are not willing to look at anything except because they do not want to make themselves look bad because Obamacare is one of their greatest feats. That's how they see it. So I can understand both sides of the table. What I think they need to do is allow the government to be open and funded for about a year. During that year, every single department program that the federal government runs, they need to have a presentation done. They need to have what they do, why it's needed, the cost, to basically check the pros and cons and see if the pros are worth keeping this program. And if it's not, it needs to be scrapped. There is so much wasteful spending in our government. It needs to be dealt with. And the only way to do that is if they go through one by one, and yes, it will be very tedious, but I am sure there are many people out there, such as myself, who would love to look at both sides, sit down with both parties, and talk about different ways and look at everything and say, okay, we no longer need this program, it's obsolete, or we no longer need this, or this can be phased out. For example, WIC. We used to receive WIC. We don't because the government shut down. I understand. However, my neighbor, she has a six-month-old son. They cannot afford formula on their own. So for a perfect example would be phase out WIC after the child is, say, a year old, because that is the first year of a baby's life is most critical. They need the formula. They cannot, you know, get breastfed. And I would be more than happy to give up my WIC benefits so other women with children, such as my neighbor, can still receive their benefits. And that could be kind of drawn out over the next, say, year or so they can get used to having less, and then they can understand, okay, after 2 years, no more. And it's just they need to get new ideas like this. Not everybody's going to be happy. But
so it's the government bureaucracy is what's to blame, the lack of having that relationship. And you cut up the bureaucracy that where nothing gets done. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
First, I want to say this lady's very articulate, and she sounds awesome. I'm not knocking her in any way, shame. You know, she sounds like a wonderful woman. And I, you know, commend them for coming to North Dakota and work. But at the same time, it's all about individual responsibility. She said that 3 months they didn't get income, so they had to file bankruptcy. Well, if you're being responsible and there's not an economist or an advisor or anybody that don't tell you you should have at least a 3 month contingency fund available, and now they say a 6 months. I don't know if you know who Dave Ramsey is, but the guy's a genius. He has a talk radio show and does presentations all over the United States. If you follow his plan, nobody would have to be in debt. And if it takes extra jobs or whatever it takes to do it, that's what you got to do.
Hang tight. We have to take a break. John, let's finish coming on the other side of the break. Give Julie a chance to respond, too. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Julia Pruden of Minot, who was mentioned by President Obama after writing a letter to him about the effects of the government shutdown. We're talking with her. Also, John in Bismarck wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your comments.
All right, thank you. I guess I can say I'm living what they lived. I have a daughter who has a master's degree, a daughter who owns a business. I have a daughter, I'm just sorry to say, is she don't get it. She just had her fourth child. And some of these government programs, not all of them, are some of the reasons what happened to the housing market in this country. The government gave her a $96,000 loan, and she was a single mom working at Walmart. Nothing down, zero zilch down, and I'll give you two guesses on who's made a lot of the house payments, and the first two guesses don't count. I have. And it's all to me about individual responsibility. I mean, I got a loan, FHA, first-time home buyer. I ran away from home at 16, worked on dairy farm Regina, Saskatchewan, 200 head of Holstein. I worked my butt off, came back. I was married right away at 18. I had three children by 22, built a house. I got that loan, but I still had to put, it was a $42,000 loan, and I had to put $8,000 down. I got a second job to get that $8,000, so I had skin in the game. And, you know, I didn't lose that house or nothing. Too many people don't manage their finances to have that contingency fund, or if they are working, they got a big screen TV, they got a boat, they took a second mortgage out, all these things. Everybody wants everything right away. And I'm not knocking her, but if you had a $27 an hour job, then I can show you my checks. I worked 80 hours a week up to 100 hours a week, and it's fact, for years. And I did what I had to do to feed my family, and right now I'm 54 years old. I might be able to retire in February. I got a good credit rating, and I put a fair amount of money away in the bank. And I'm not touting myself. I'm just saying that's the way it used to be in this country. You know, people work hard and save money. Now nobody does anymore.
John, thanks for the call and the comments. Julie, anything you want to say in response?
Yeah. My husband has been the one who's been working. I actually have a bachelor's degree in political science and certification in international relations. I do speak three languages, Spanish, German, and Portuguese. I understand about the bills and everything. In 2006, our income went from $60,000 a year to $42,000. 2007, our income went from $42,000 to $36,000. In 2008, our income stayed about, it went from 36 to 32,000, and his job was actually, they were trying to see what they can do to forego bankruptcy. And this was in St. George, Utah. We were not in North Dakota at the time. And so they were looking for any reason to let people go. My husband got sick. He called in. They said he didn't. And so we didn't have unemployment. And I do agree full-heartedly with him that you should have at least 3 months of backup income. We've been trying to do that for many years. My husband and I have been married for 9 years, actually, this month on the 23rd. But every time we get ahead, something traumatic happens, like one of our children needs an operation or my husband gets severely sick. And I can't wait to get back into the workforce, but we cannot afford daycare in Minot. It is astronomically expensive if you can find it.
In the meantime, you just need a hand up, not a handout, and that's what the government should be supplying right now, and that's why this program.
That's the thing is we have been on food stamps in the past because when we had zero income, the food stamps was the only way that we could get food. Our church actually helped with rent for that month. We used our 401k so we could be able to at least, you know, pay our utilities.
Julia, let's try to get one more call in here. Julia, we got one more caller. Let's try to get that in. Carol in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to respond that if she's making $3,200 a month, she probably doesn't need WIC or food stamps or medical from the government. Some of us live on disability and get $700.
All right, Carol, thanks for the call. And we're going to turn you down just because your radio's up, so it's difficult to converse with you as well. And obviously, we asked Julia to come on, not necessarily to talk about her own personal financial situation, but rather to talk about the fact that her letter to the president about this USDA program had received some national attention. He actually offered some very good advice on trimming the current condition of the federal government by going line by line, program by program through things and wanting both sides to sit down. So we'll hope they do that as well. Julie, and appreciate you joining us. Anything you want to say in closing before we let you go?
Sure. I do have to admit we have made a lot of mistakes in the past, financial mistakes. We are learning a lot. Me, I have my dad to thank for that, but my husband, he's very bullheaded. But in a marriage, you got to make it work. So we are trying our best, and I just pray that the Lord will keep us going and let my husband stay well at least for another year. And then as soon as my daughter can get into school, I can actually at least work, help supplement. And we will get better and we will get through this. If we're not meant to get a house right now, then we'll just have to wait. Next year, with our income tax return, we'll be paying down some of our debt. Hopefully that will give our credit a boost. And
well, good luck with all of that. And I think Steve has a good suggestion for you, too, to check with the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency on some of their programs as well to see if it might mirror what you're waiting for on the government shutdown on the other one. But otherwise, it's just a case of timing. Thanks, Julia. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.